Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WBRX wake-up call. I just want to welcome everybody. I know that, you know, this is our first call in 2021. It really does seem as though people have been pretty excited about 2021 for, you know, the better part of 2020, just kind of moving forward and getting beyond some of the challenges and frustrations and just the realities of what people have had to deal with in this past year and looking forward to freshness and newness and all that comes with that. And, you know, I've had a chance to, you know, have individual conversations with some of you and just talk with people across the board, some of them, you know, just within this industry. Some of them, you know, have, you know, expressed their excitement about moving forward. And some of the people I've talked to, not necessarily just within the industry of direct sales network marketing, but also, you know, within the industry, just this cannabis industry and different things that are going on and different, states that are moving a little more swiftly, probably into some legalization. And we could not be more excited about, you know, the potential that we really have within WBRX as we start to move forward into 2021, you know, for a lot of different reasons. And, you know, a lot of times people ask us, they say, you know, gosh, you guys must be pretty excited about, you know, just the nuances and the opportunities that will continue to unfold as legislation provides. And we know that we've got some big boats that are going to be coming up here in Texas. And there's no doubt that, you know, Sean and I talk every day about, you know, where WBRX is positioned to garner, you know, a great amount of that, of the rewards that come. And many of the people that we know have elected to join us as brand partners are going to start doing, you know, start doing better in 2021. They're going to start generating more income in some cases, you know, in a month than people generate in an entire year. And when you say that to people, it's like, well, you know, sometimes they're kind of like, are you sure? You know, well, let's look at, you know, where people are economically, right? You just 56% of the people in this country today earn $26,000 a year or less. You know, and sometimes we on the phone, because many of you guys have been business leaders, you've been involved. You know, if I look at the credentials of the folks on the phone, you know, someone like Ruben Diaz, who, you know, basically moving toward getting a doctorate, you know, in business. And, you know, some of you have had such high levels of success. Tricia, I know that you've done a lot of different things that, you know, that, you know, not everyday people have had a chance to do, whether it's in business or within spiritual development organizations, just things that we know are so meaningful and have such, you know, significant impact in people's lives, right? Mitchell, you know, you've been part of, you know, building a company from the ground up, and you've seen the growth and you've seen how it expands and grows. And to some extent, for some of you guys, that's a distinct advantage. But for the majority of people out there, they've never experienced many of the things that the people who have gotten involved within WBRX in the early stages, developing that that core, developing that leadership base, that foundation. You know, last night I was, you know, Karen and I went out to eat and I was having a conversation. She was, you know, really emphasizing some of the things that she had felt led, you know, in her heart, her spirit, just to, with respect to the foundation, how important it is to build your business, to build your efforts on the right foundation. And I really started thinking about that, you know, because, you know, foundationally, ultimately, you know, we have this responsibility to contribute everything that we can to our efforts in anything that we do, you know, whether it's with our family or, you know, within our community or within our business, whatever it is that we really, you know, have intentionally designed to do. You know, we have this responsibility to build the foundation. And I've looked back, you know, at 2020, and I've asked myself many times, you know, how or what did we do to contribute to a good, solid foundation? You know, and I have to tell you, one of the things that we did as a company in the early stages is we made sure that we secured the most important elements required to help your company grow, right? So one of the things that Sean and I did is we said, okay, let's make sure that we do as good of a job as we can at developing the infrastructure of our company. So when we were in pre-launch, man, we were so focused on, you know, the IT part of our organization, making sure that we crafted the right type of back office support system that we possibly can. And that was a journey. You know, we had an original company that we started with. Well, first of all, before we even got into that, we had, some of the challenges that you face in the marketplace, not knowing, what would be the right organization to go with. And, we made some decisions that we learned very quickly were not necessarily the best decisions. So we had to advance that cause, and we had to go with another company that took us from one point in the journey to the next. And then as we began to grow and we began to see some of the some of the nuances of that software and how it was actually performing, we had to switch. So all these things were going on behind the scenes in pre-launch that we were dealing with on a daily basis. And guys, these decisions are, they're expensive decisions. And we, as we know, we were, capitalizing our company with Sean and myself and many others and making conscientious decisions to build the foundation of our company, right? And then we really wanted to make sure we secured the right procurement, the shipping, the fulfillment, the delivery. And we brought on Austin, and Austin has proved to be very, very effective and favorable in many different facets of our company, and his capacity for finance and his understanding of of the the different components on the just on the developmental side, the operational side. And then so Sean and I have been spending the majority of our time really focused on field development and getting different aspects of our company growing. Then looking out and seeing the vision of where we're going, and then understanding the complexities of our comp plan and looking at the behavior, right? And all this is, I'm just going, frankly, through a combination of notes I've taken and then things that happened as we chronologically went through this phase. And many of you can relate to this, because if you think about businesses that you've grown or started or anything, whether you've built a house or you've built a business, foundationally, there were just some things that had to be done that if you didn't do them, that the growth and the opportunity moving forward probably was not going to be as available, right? And so all those things were going on, and all the while we were doing that, we were looking for the right type of leadership, right? The right type of folks that we could partner with that had some of the same ideology, some of the same, we're, I guess, like-minded and equally yoked, and meaning that we're looking to partner with entrepreneur-minded individuals that seek an opportunity to build and develop a business for themselves and their family, and then we just partner with them within the umbrella of Wellness Biosciences Rx. And in that umbrella, we know we've got phenomenal products. So the next thing that we want to make sure we did is make sure that we had an adequate amount of inventory of the products that we were bringing to the marketplace, not to expand that line too quickly, but to make sure that inventory was in adequate amounts so that people had the opportunity to sample our product, which is really foundationally part of our entire marketing strategy, to make sure that people had a chance to use a free sample and experience the benefits. And we've really been indoctrinated, for many, many years into, what we refer to as wellness-based consumables, right? Wellness-based consumables. And so all this has been going on as we've built the foundation of our organization. And we've been very fortunate and blessed to have had some unique individuals on the medical front, right? We know, most of you realize that Dr. Nick Jasani, Dr. Nimish Patel, Dr. Trisha Poonsalon, and others have been, independently involved and responsible for helping create the educational process to other medical professionals. So all this has been going on to build the foundation. And now as we move forward into 2021, we as an organization and as a company, we have some unique opportunities. We have the ability to kind of start looking at Wellness Biosciences Rx and realize, we did not pigeonhole ourselves into just one specific product category, but rather an overall specific category of wellness-based products. And then we look at the current time that we're in, right? And what's important to people? What is their safety important to them? Being in an environment where, maybe you can minimize the exposure to viruses in general, whether it be influenza or COVID or anything else that could potentially come down the road, as it relates to bioterrorism. I think it's fundamental, you know, from a survival perspective, as we look at ourselves individually and in our families, you know, people are starting to kind of recognize that they're going to have to start taking some individual responsibilities for themselves outside of wellness biosciences and outside of the industry of any particular product, whether it be nutrition or whether it be cannabis or anything that you see out there. We know there's so many different products, and I use nutritional supplementation on a daily basis to this. I mean, I have for many years. I can't even remember the last time. It was probably when I was 16, 17 when I really started taking different types of supplementation. And of course, we've had a phenomenal journey. And now as we enter into this unique environment in the cannabis space, knowing the benefits of your endocannabinoid system and understanding how full spectrum versus broad spectrum and how that really contributes to, you know, just your well-being, your ability to sleep, to, you know, stay at a balanced rate from a homeostasis perspective, not getting off track. And in the midst of a time where anxiety has been at all-time high, just providing products in the marketplace that really help people in that space has been so rewarding for all of us. We've all experienced this together, right? So now as we move forward in 2021, you know, many of us are faced with some continued challenges. I mean, we know that, you know, this COVID virus is not going anywhere. I mean, we know that we now have a vaccine, which is a real blessing, and some people are excited about that, and some people, you know, aren't really sure about that. And I understand both sides of it. I really do. You know, I think that we're a unique time in American history. What's going on politically in the environment, it's unique. And we're all living that time right now. As we move forward in wellness biosciences, what we really want to do is continue to partner with people that we can help with their, you know, with their physical needs, their whatever needs that they have to grow and change their life, whether it be mentally, physically, financially, whatever we can do as an organization to contribute to one another and help support that effort. We had a phenomenal call, you know, not long ago. It was just a couple of weeks ago where we had a group of people, and they were talking about some of the things that they had been able to benefit from as a result of being part of WBRX. And some of it, you know, most of it, frankly, in that phone call revolved around the culture of our organization. And I think that if you were to look at all the different things that contribute to growing a long-term company, if you were to sit down, as I have in many instances, and you would hear, you know, from, let's say, 15 or 20 different companies in our industry, some of them $100 million companies on an annual basis, some of them billion-dollar companies. And the CEOs and the executives and the people that are in the leadership driving the organization in the field would all tell you that the most important thing that you can do to build your company is to create the right culture, right? The culture is in the center. And then beyond that center of importance, you have the other things that we've been talking about. You have to make sure that you have the right, you know, infrastructure. You have to make sure that you have to have the right products. You have to make sure that you have, you know, the right leadership. But at the core, all that still stems from your culture. And I think the most important thing for us, at least from my perspective, and certainly, you know, Sean's going to be jumping on here, and he's going to share, you know, from his perspective. The most important thing for me is to make sure that we had an equal opportunity, and that we really did provide people to the best that we possibly can with an opportunity to generate as much income as they possibly could as they're growing their long-term business, both immediately and long-term, and have an organization and a culture of people that really do care about, you know, lifting other people up, about giving people an opportunity, you know, based upon their experience, based upon what knowledge that they've gained. And as I look at the people that are involved, like the people that are on this call right now, I can tell you across the board, as I look, I mean, most of the people involved in our organization, guys, they have been ultimately really uniquely involved in providing support for each other and for the people involved in their business. And I look at the people up in Fort Worth with the Jen Rennells. I think to myself, you know, if I were to get involved in a company, who would I want, you know, to be my sponsor? Well, I'd want someone that, you know, probably had a real concern and care about my success. And I look at the quality and the character of the people involved, and she, you know, she along with the other people that are involved in that organization, they have those strong qualities. I look at the people here in the Houston market, and I say to myself, well, you know, you've got two very distinct lines of business, and one line is a group of people that really have strongly been slanted in the medical side, the doctors and the physicians and all that has come in that group, and many of the people up in the other parts of the state of Texas and the people up in the Woodlands, and they're very important to the organization. They make up the fabric and the growth and the opportunity, and that's been very, very vital to our company. And then I look at the organization that's really, for lack of a better word, Mitchell Holzer is really, pretty much a frontline guy of the company. The guy that sponsored him is the official frontline guy, but he really is the guy that's working directly with us to build and grow that organization. And I was having a conversation with someone involved in that line recently, Sean and I, and what's interesting is that the foundation of that organization is pretty darn solid. And when I say that, I'm talking about the people, the quality of the people, the character of those people, what they care about. So that foundation in that organization is so vital to the growth as a whole, right? You've got people that, if they need something, can they pick up the phone and can they call Mitchell? If they need something, can they pick up the phone and call Ruben? Can they call Gail? I mean, you've got other people in other lines of business that are pretty reputable people, have had good success in other areas and other industries, that get involved in this organization. They go, man, I'm pretty excited about working together with those other people. And so what that tells me is that the foundation of the people that are working directly with Mitchell and that organization, pretty solid. These are pretty solid people. They come from different walks of life, but they're equally yoked. They're like-minded. So there's been what God has done is there's been a replication of to some extent, not to suggest that we're replicating people or personalities, but we're representing principles that we all identify with and believe in. And what are those principles? I mean, we certainly believe that people should have an opportunity to grow and thrive in an economy of free enterprise, of being able to build and develop a business for themselves and their family. We fundamentally believe that, that capitalism is a good thing. We don't believe it's a bad thing. We believe it built the fabric of this country. And all of those things are intrinsic within the folks that, as I look at the organization as a whole, and I'm just, sharing this with people that are on the call here this morning, man, that's fundamental. I mean, that's fundamental to building anything, is that you attract people like-minded. A lot of the challenges that I've experienced in this industry, guys, over the last 30 years, they're really not here. They're not here because, I think the folks that would choose to maybe just get involved in, building a network marketing, distributorship and make as much money as they can. I mean, they probably, get involved in other companies. They don't get involved in companies that, basically tell people from the get-go, hey, listen, this is called network marketing. You are who you are. I mean, you're the reason you are. You're the reason that you're not. We're not going to take, responsibility for your success. We're not going to take responsibility for your failure. So there's a lot of real things that are communicated with people as they're getting involved, coming to our universities and realizing, okay, there's a real business model here. These guys really have built the infrastructure. They've really made sure that when we, bring somebody on and they order a product, it actually comes to them within a pretty quick period of time, and it comes to them in a way that's representative. People get involved and tell me all the time, man, your marketing materials online and when we order them, they're pretty strong. Well, we like to believe that they are, but we think we can always become better. And the only way that we become better is to work with one another, find out what's working and what's not working. And so we modify, we make changes as needed. What we've done now is, many of you know, is we've taken our compensation plan and we've put together a way to pay people a significant amount of revenue as they're building their business. If you take one person right now and you help them get to the top of our comp plan, either with a group of people or their capacity to, based upon their contact base, their credibility within their contact base and their financial situation, if they're in a position to capitalize a company where they can maximize their income, we're not going to penalize those people. So if you have those contacts in your sphere of influence, that is not traditional network marketing. Okay, traditional network marketing says, we're going to force you to start at the bottom and work your way up so the company can make the difference. It's called breakage. And we know why companies do it, and they justify it. But when we say, here's guys, we're not going to just have an opportunity for people to start at the bottom and work their way up. We want that opportunity. We're going to make it possible. Many of you on the call, start at the bottom and work your way up. I got to tell you, I got to hand it to you. That's, you know, congratulations, great job. And then we still have this unique opportunity for people in the marketplace that have great spheres of influence, contact base, credibility within their contact base, financial situation, to go ahead and start at the top. They start at the top. Why? Because they can go out with their sphere of influence and they can generate more money. Well, what if they weren't making money? Who would the company pay it to? We would pay it to someone genealogically above them. But we allow people to maximize their opportunity in our compensation plan by owning more companies. So hence we have the, you know, 1, 2, 3 company opportunity. But they're still having to do the work required to build that business is exactly the same as someone who starts at the bottom. No matter how big your earning opportunity is, how much money you can earn, you still have to do the work required to build it, right? So if you start at the bottom, you still have to go out and learn the skills. You still have to be able to approach people with an opportunity that they can look at, they can understand, get excited about. It still requires the same leadership skills. It still requires all the things that we've talked about in our, we spent the last quarter pretty much of 2020 really talking about some of the skills, refining the skills, learning how to appropriately, you know, invite people to an event where they're not, you know, dismayed, put off, and they know exactly what to expect, how to properly sample people, how to make sure that when you follow up with people, you do it with a sense of accuracy and consistency. You know, the elements required to build this business, they're the same in many cases as the elements required to build other businesses. It's just that they're not discussed, talked about, or taught. It's always in many instances, hey, get involved. It doesn't cost that much. And then you can get other people involved. It doesn't cost that much. And over time, you can generate X amount of dollars, and that's going to attract a great group of people. We're not, you know, prejudiced to anybody. We love it. But we're also realizing that there are people today that are looking for a way to reinvent themselves in the marketplace. They're looking for a way. Many people, and right here in Houston, I don't know, you know, I can't speak to, we have people on the call here from California, from Idaho, from all over the country. And the reality is that what has taken place in 2020 has really forced people to look through a bit of a different prism. Prism meaning how they see things. And we all are challenged with this idea. You know, when someone approaches us with their perspective or their point of view, we have to see things to the extent that we can through their prism. What we're doing as a company is we're looking at the prism of where most people are, and we know that people today, vast majority of people, are not generating the amount of money that they would like to, or their industry has been slanted or affected. If you're in the hospitality industry, it's safe to say that 2020 was a bit of a challenge because, you know, we were shut down. If you're, you know, in the hospitality industry, whether it's through restaurant, whether it's through hotel, you know, whether it's through, you know, the airline industry today, I mean, the travel industry has been drastically affected. I mean, people aren't taking cruises, flying on planes. It's just different. And if you're in that industry and you've had a secure job in what you perceive to be an industry of security, how about gas and oil here in Houston? I mean, if you're an entrepreneur and you own a restaurant or you own a, you know, some sort of bar or anything like that, you're in big trouble. And this has had a little bit of an effect, not quite as much as it will as we move forward, because now people have re-identified how they're buying things. I can tell you that as I look up and down my street today, I see Prime delivering groceries all over the place. Didn't really see that a year ago, but I see it more today. And I think that concept, I can't believe how quickly everyone that I see has become, how quickly we've all adapted to the QR codes. You know, we don't have to worry about teaching people to do that. They now use it because they are you know, looking at the menu where they go out and grab a bite to eat for breakfast or for lunch, right? So all these changes. And now as we look forward into 2021, guys, I got to tell you, you know, we're, you know, God does different things at different times, and we don't have his understanding. We'd like to pretend that we do, but the truth is that we don't have that understanding. And he puts things in our path at different points in time, and it's up to us, because he gives us that free will. It's up to us to make the decisions needed. And we do this hopefully prayerfully, thinking about the things that are most important from our purpose, our perspective. And as we look at our company and our organization, this is an organization about certainly helping people with their fiscal needs. But, man, it also parlays into different areas of your life. It really does. And helping people develop interpersonally, offering people the support that they need, man. You know, when we see the products give the results that they have with people, many of you, your parents or loved ones, I don't know, it doesn't get too much better than to see how these products have had such a profound effect in their lives. But as we move forward, we have a burning desire to continue to bring very, very effective products that help people with their overall wellness. And some of them will certainly be, as we've, you know, launched our company within this unique growth opportunity of the cannabis space, and some of them will be outside of that. There'll be in a lot of areas that we can help, as the name biosciences defines that, at least the product portion of our company. There are so many different opportunities that all of us can provide other people with a unique opportunity to experience the benefits. So we recognize that. We see the opportunities there, and we know that there's some unique things that we can do as we continue to move forward. But I'll conclude with this, guys, because I want to bring my partner on now, and he's going to, you know, kind of dialogue with you and give you some specific information that hopefully is very beneficial. But here's what I would tell you. As we look at 2021, many of you on the phone right now don't realize this, but this year is going to be a phenomenal year for you. It really is. And some of you know it, and some of you kind of experienced it. But, you know, some of you are going to generate some income that you may think, you know, you've experienced before. Maybe it's been great. Maybe you've had a strong income experience. But some of you are getting ready to experience something unique and different. Because in our compensation plan now, as people are building, okay, that immediate income for themselves and their family, which is what they should be doing, it's going to provide you with a unique ongoing form of revenue in the, what we call residual income, because now people have to go out and get their five customers, right? They've got to get their five customers to qualify to generate that residual income. So we've already seen a dramatic increase in people on the preferred customer side and the retail side, which, by the way, is where this industry is going. The FCC has really said, hey, we want 50% of your company's revenue to come from people that are just buying the product. Well, the beneficiaries are always the people that set up they cast their net, and they've set the foundation of their organization with business people and builders that want to grow and develop a network. The fastest way, as Ray Kroc understood, to gain access to massive customer development is to first build the franchises. Now, we're not a franchisee or we're not a franchisor, but I think you understand my drift. If you want to go out there and build a solid organization and cast your net and have a lot of consumers buying your product, as we continue to grow, our responsibility is to make sure that we direct our company, that we take the set of our sail and drift not into bad territory, but good territory of high growth industry opportunities for products that are consumable and products that are durables. Either or, as long as these products provide people with what's relevant today and what's important to people as we move forward and we grow, that's our responsibility. Your responsibility is that you're in the people business. And you're responsible for making sure that you understand what makes you go, what motivates you, and then helping other people understand what motivates them. And some people are motivated by different things. There's different reasons. Opportunity means different things to different people. To some people, man, it's enough money to pay to get their credit cards paid up, taken care of. To another person, it's the same exact business opportunity, but this opportunity means an opportunity for financial stability and wealth as they move forward. And they can take this, they can take, you know, because network marketing is really, it's a cash business. When I say cash business, it's a means and a way of operating with a great monthly income. And you can take that income and you use it appropriately to hopefully invest and create the stability of your family. And as you're moving forward, you can take the proceeds and you can, you know, reap the benefits of financial independence and security if you make those right decisions. It's the same thing in any business. But in network marketing, sometimes what can happen is you see people already today in our company, we've got people earning 3, 7, 8, 10. Now, very soon in our compensation plan that we have now, up to $14,000, $20,000, $25,000, $30,000 on a monthly basis because of efforts that they've made. They've gone out and they've worked for it, right? I mean, let's just face it. If you get people into a situation where they start generating $20,000, $30,000 a month, you say, well, that's a lot of money. Well, it is until they teach two or three people to do the same thing, and then their income becomes just a subtotal in an increase based upon that. So you say, well, what, if someone, you tell me, Barry, if someone earns $20,000 or $30,000 a month, that's, they can, yeah, if they can teach two or three people to do that, you know how much money they're earning? $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a month. And I used to think that that wasn't possible until it happened to me. And then it happened every month. And before I knew it, I'd got involved in the business to earn $5,000 a month. And as I looked down the road in the journey, it became a seven-figure annual income. Some opportunity for myself and my family. Now, did we start off that way? No. We started off with, yeah, what do we need to do to earn an extra $5,000 a month? So, you know, we're not spending a little bit more than we're making. And many of you understand exactly what I'm talking about. So I'm coming to you from that perspective. I get it. I know what it's like to not quite have enough money to pay all your bills on a monthly basis. And I know what it's like to have more than enough money to not worry about the monthly bills, and you're not living month to month. Hell, you're not even living year to year. You know, I get, and either way, do you have challenges? Of course you do. You have challenges. Nothing is free. There's a cost for everything. I just personally made a conscientious decision many years ago that I choose the challenges that are associated with having, more than what's needed. And the benevolence and the opportunity to help people. I choose the challenges because there are challenges associated with that. But I choose those challenges over above the challenges that are related to not having enough. It's really a simple choice. When I had gone through both of those directions, certainly growing up and then early on in my business career, I realized, man, you got to really do what most people don't do to get what most people don't have. And you have to think differently, because the way that most people think is not going to get you where you want to be, because where most people are is not where I wanted to be. I knew a lot of people that had a lot of time, they didn't have any money. I knew a lot of people that didn't, you know, have that much. They had a lot of money, but they had no time. And for me, just looking at it, I wasn't interested in either. And I got to tell you, you know, one of the benefits I've had is working with phenomenal people. And with that, I'll just segue, you know, to my partner, Sean. I mean, you know, meeting him and developing a relationship with him and seeing him, you know, I've had the opportunity to watch him really grow for almost 20 years. And, man, there's a lot of reward in that. I learn things just listening to the things he's reading and he's listening to. It's amazing. But how that's indoctrinated a change in him and the entrepreneur and the gentleman that he's become in this business has been exciting, guys. And so you've got people here that really do have a desire to help you, help redirect you, and give you the opportunity that you'd really like if you choose to utilize it. And we couldn't be more excited about 2021 with all of you. We're going to do some big things, guys. We're excited about it. Now, just as a quick reminder, and I'll talk about this as we conclude the call, tomorrow we do not have a 3 o'clock call, Zoom call, because tomorrow night we've got a pretty big event, guys. As most of you may know, it's going to be our live Facebook Live event where we're going to be discussing 2020, where we've been, where we're going, and you're going to have an opportunity to meet the new leadership in our company. I think we had somewhere around 13 or 14 people that entered into the PPC in the last quarter of 2020, and you're going to have an opportunity to meet and talk with those guys tomorrow also. So with that, brother, I'm going to turn it over to you. Thank you. Appreciate you and all that you do. Appreciate the time and energy that you certainly put into growing the company even over the holidays, and excited about 2021. So turn it over to you, brother.
Thanks. Can you guys hear me okay, Barry?
I can hear you good.
Okay, awesome. Thanks, and great job, man. Great message on a Monday morning. I love the new year, you know, waking up to some sunshine versus some rain was a nice start. And then, you know, I got up super early this morning. I went for a long run. You guys will probably see a pathetic video post of me huffing and puffing later, but I got to do what I can do to try to keep up with Barry. But it's just felt like the right way to start the new year. You know, last night before I went to bed, I washed my sheets so I would wake up on clean sheets this morning. I got up and went for an early run, and I've really just been reading and kind of pouring into my own understanding, expansion. I don't know exactly what the right terms are, but I've really been in a phase of reviewing areas where Barry and or I and or the company and or the leadership just really last year went out and crushed it. And then I've been looking at the areas where, frankly, we didn't, not in a blame game sort of way, and not certainly not in a whose fault is it sort of way, just did we or didn't we receive the results that we wanted from individual campaigns, you know, from individual leaders in the business, from individual markets, you know, the company overall, just doing a complete assessment of the areas that we won, you know, our successes, and areas that we didn't win, or we call them failures if you want, because I'm not a person that's afraid of failure. I only believe that you can fail when you quit. That's a Grant Cardone thing. It was a Henry Ford thing. You only lose when you quit. So I don't feel failure, because every time I fail at something, I'm that much closer to success. And so sometimes people are like, oh, you know, you're not a failure. Don't say the word failure. I'm not a failure. You're not a failure. We're not a failure. But if we intended to have 50 people at an event and we had 25, in my mind's eye, we missed the mark. We were off the bullseye. And so those are just the things that I've been evaluating, you know, as we look back at 2020, which, believe you me, I'm done with. I'm going to do a quick assessment, a quick review of the successes and the failures. And then I'm diving all about 2021 and the future that we can create and co-create together. You know, the past does not define us. It's all about the journey ahead. And so as I look into 2021, you know, one of the things that I want to talk to you guys about today, and I listened to Barry, you know, talk about watching me. You know, Barry practically raised me as a professional. I mean, I was 24 years old when we met, 25 years old when we met. I had a corporate job. I was doing that thing, and I had some skill set. I mean, I'm not self-deprecating, but when I came to be a distributor and work with and be mentored by Barry, I had a skill set. I did. But I was extremely rough around the edges. I was extremely egotistical. I thought that being the smartest person in the room was important, right? Or at least looking like the smartest person in the room. And Barry had to chisel away and peel back many of those layers to help me understand and grow, which I'm still doing, by the way. Please do not hear this as an arrival speech by any means. It's just every year older I get, you know, it's funny, people often say, the older I get, the smarter my parents get. That's a true story. You know, the older I get, the smarter my parents get. The older I get, the wiser my mentors and my colleagues. And this isn't, I know I pick at Barry a lot. You know, we jab each other a lot, but this is not age perspective. But Barry's got more years experience in the industry by 10 or 12, you know, 13 years. He's earned more money in the industry. He's seen more things come and go. He's been to more countries. And so I'm still being mentored every single day, while taking on the mantle of leadership and mentorship for those who would follow, you know, behind me, so to speak. And again, I'm not talking hierarchically, but there are people that say, you know, I've made $100,000 in network marketing, and I'd like to make $1 million. I can help them with that. Or someone that says, I've earned $10,000, and I'd like to make $100,000. Well, I can help them with that. As the result of being mentored, I can now mentor. But there are some things that, guys, you know, kind of come as the down and dirty of it. It's a new year. Let's get into it. Let's roll our sleeves up, right? So I'm going to get real with you guys today as we go into our first event tomorrow night. Is a great example of, you know, Tuesday, Facebook Live, you know, very accessible, very convenient for 99% of the population. The question will be, Are you prepared to fill that call up with your folks and kick your year off the right way? And guys, the answer may be, I'm not ready yet. Okay, well, let's have a talk about that. Let's quit leaving, you know, cobwebs in the corner that no one, you know, is giving any attention to. If you're not ready to launch your business tomorrow night, that's just an indicator of where you are. But let's talk about why and how to resolve it. Not in a fault way, not in a blame way, not in a, well, that's your job sort of way, but definitely in a be responsible for your own business sort of way. Barry nor I can be responsible for each other, nor can we be responsible for you. And you can't be responsible for us, right? Now, we can hold each other accountable. We can be encouraging. We can be supportive. We can teach. We can train. We can mentor. But at the end of the day, you know, the miles aren't going to put themselves in on the pavement. Someone has to get up and put their shoes on and get after it. Yeah, I tell you right now, I don't know Barry's exact workout schedule, but I know he works out about 6 days a week. Sometimes, you know, I've called him early in the morning and he's at the gym or headed back from the gym at 6:30, 7 o'clock. So I'm guessing he got there around 4:30 or 5. You know, there's other days that I know he had an early morning meeting, so I may hit him at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and he's putting some miles in on the bike because that's when he could get it in. There's other times I've talked to him on a Saturday and he's spending a couple of extra hours because that's his, you know, that's his sanctuary, that's his solace. So, you know, the point is he doesn't make excuses and say, well, I had an early morning meeting, so I couldn't go today. He just goes at lunch or he goes after hours or he goes when he goes because no one's going to put in the reps for him. He's responsible for his own actions. So as we talk about 2021 goals, expectations, activity, and results, write those things down. Goals, expectations, activity, and results. Now, the first two guys are really, they can be in a think tank. You know, Reuben, Mitchell, Gail, Joseph, maybe all get together and they set team goals or individual goals. Or, guys, it could be a very personal thing. I want to lose 50 pounds. I want to start running. I want to be nicer to my significant other. I want to run a marathon. I want whatever. I want these businesses. I want to be a millionaire. I want to be a billionaire. I want to pay off debt. That may be a very intimate, private thing, but you've got to set your goals and you've got to set your expectations. Where we can really help you is the activity and the results. So like the first thing I have written down under activity is how many people are on your list. And then in parentheses, guys, and I'm glad to send you all a picture of this if you want to see my handwritten notes. It says bullet point, number of people on your list. And in parentheses, guys, it says you have a list, right? Question mark, because I realize that's an assumption Barry and I sometimes might make. We don't employ you. You're 1099. You're independent contractors. You own your own company. You are the president, CEO, chairman, you know, whatever your title is of your own distributorship. So I don't say, hey, Mitchell, let me see your list. Hand me your list. And I'm not picking on Mitchell because I have seen Mitchell's list. It's robust and it grows all the time. But if I don't see it, I'm assuming you have it. Well, shame on me. So I'm not going to ask because I don't know that it would be appropriate for each of you to send me your list. But be advised, if you want my help and you want my mentorship, I may say, great, I would love to help you. Let's sit down for a cup of coffee and bring your list. Because, guys, everything starts with your list. Well, then what do you do with your list? You need to know and have a frequency. How many appointments do you have this week? I'll tell you, you know, I was talking to a couple of folks last week, and, guys, I'm hit with stuff like this every single day. I am not talking to any one of you. In a moment, I'm going to talk about qualifying your business. And I know there's someone on the call who hit me up over the weekend and said, hey, gosh, I think I forgot to qualify my business. What do I do? I am not talking to you. That happens. I'm talking that this happens on a monthly basis. Every month I have people call me almost in a panic and say, oh no, how do I get into my back office? Do I need to qualify my business? What will my commission be? And I do my best, guys. I really do. And I know Barry is extremely gracious. We do our best to field and answer all of those questions. But when we've got tens of thousands of customers and tens of thousands of distributors, guys, I can't remember all of your back office logins, right? And you won't be able to for your organization. So we're going to talk a little bit about that personal accountability. So going back real quick, goals, expectations, activities, and results. How many people are on your list? Do you have a list? Number of appointments. I was talking to someone last week, and this is where I got sidetracked, but I was talking to someone last week no names, and they may not even be on the call. But I said, well, tell me about your week. Tell me about your appointment. This was Monday of last week, by the way. Well, I have an appointment Thursday afternoon before the holiday. I'm talking to this person on Monday, and this person claims to be full-time in the business and has their first appointment of the week on Thursday. Guys, that's a problem. It's not a problem for me, but it's a problem if you want to make $50,000 or $5,000 a month. If we're talking on Monday and your next appointment is on Thursday, first and only appointment that week, guys, that's not going to get you to the goals and expectations that you've set for yourself, I can almost assure you. Next thing is the length of appointments. Barry and I had some appointments last week, you know, two appointments that basically took up all day. You know, we had another appointment last week that took up three quarters of a day. Now, there are times, guys, is there times that you have a long appointment or maybe you drive to a brand new market to meet one person? Absolutely. Barry and I have hopped on an airplane, gone, had a meeting, and then flown back. Sometimes you absolutely have to do that. But if you're just talking about a sampling meeting or you're talking about a business opportunity presentation or even, say, a compensation plan or a business planning, you know, churches don't have sermons for 4 hours for a reason. Barry says it the best. The mind can only something about the mind can only absorb what the bottom can endure, right? So once you're sitting there and you're, you know, I was taking my daughter's sidetrack here, but I took my daughter's deer hunting a couple of weeks ago, and you know, they can only sit still and quiet as long as they can sit still and quiet. Then they want to get fidgety, then they want a snack, then they're thirsty, then they got to go to the bathroom, and I get it. We as adults are, you know, our endurance gets a little better, but we never really grow out of that, right? So when I talk to someone, they're like, oh, man, I had a great meeting. I caught up with an old friend, and I sampled them, and we were there for 3 hours. Well, I hope the sampling part took about 10 minutes, and I hope the 3 hours, the remainder, the 2 hours and 50 minutes was just socializing and catching up. And if that's, you know, if that was a good meeting for you, then more power to you. But a sampling meeting, guys, 30 minutes tops. A business opportunity presentation, hour, hour and a half tops. If you're spending more than 2 hours in any given appointment, I would at least encourage you to check yourself. Was it time well spent? I'm not going to tell you how to manage your time, but I'll tell you right now, you will have a hard time capturing me in 2021 for more than 2 hours for one single appointment. Guys, I got to be knocking out, to be a billion-dollar company, Barry and I have to be knocking out 8 to 12 appointments per day, whether that's a three-way call, whether that's a Zoom call, whether that's a face-to-face. Our frequency as a company has got to be 8 to 12 meetings a day to get to a billion-dollar company. I'm sorry, but the days of sitting with you from, you know, 9 to noon with over a cup of coffee and just kind of catching up and not really accomplishing much, those were 2020 actions. Those are not 2021 actions for me. And I would encourage you, you know, assess for yourself. Don't follow me. Don't let me talk you into or out of anything. But I can just tell you, if today's Monday and you don't have anybody on the Tuesday night call tomorrow, you shouldn't be talking to me without a prospect in the next 48 hours. If you're on the phone with me, it's to ask to give a very specific, very short question, or it's to do a three-way call or get advice on how to get someone to the call. That's all the next 48 hours is about for each and every one of us, is how to get people on the Facebook Live. Nothing else right now matters for the next 48 hours. And I'm talking hypothetically. If there's an emergency, if you've got a question, I mean, I know it's the end of the month. People need to know about their business. I get all those things. But, guys, the focal point should be launching 2021 the right way. Barry and I, on purpose, had an event on January 5th early in the month because, guys, why? We have a 29th and 30th event live in person that's going to surprise everyone who's not been planning from today. You're going to look up and go, oh, gosh, it's the 25th and the event's on the 29th and I don't have anybody. And I'm only telling you guys this because I did it. I lived it. I was that guy. That guy's dead to me now. Now I'm the guy that starts on January 4th planning for the 29th and 30th and using every single day, every hour, every minute, and every event, Facebook Live. Well, I'd be on this call right now if I was a distributor. So I'm sorry to preach to the choir, but guys, there's a lot of folks not on this call right now. Don't recommend that. Tomorrow night, Thursday, 3 o'clock, Saturday compensation call. Those are the pillars of your week, and you should be funneling people every single day into one of those events. So the next thing I want to talk about is the outcome of the appointment. Now, if you sit and you say, you know, Barry and I have had meetings. I just told you, we've gotten on airplanes, flown to a different city, had one meeting, flown home. You say, man, that's crazy. Yeah, we came home with a $100,000 check. That makes it worth it, right? Or we came home with solid leads for, you know, new growth facilities. Or we came home, whatever we set out to accomplish, we came home and were able to measure, did we accomplish it or not? So if you're having a three-hour meeting and it's to sample, I say, man, you're way overkill. If you're having a three-hour meeting and you come out of it having presented the comp plan, having presented a 90-day business plan, action plan, ready to rock and roll, oh, and a PPC order, that was 3 hours well spent, or even a manager order, probably 3 hours well spent. If you've sampled someone, now you've had a three-hour meeting where you talked about whatever and don't even have a follow-up meeting next week or later this week, that's probably not a great result. So you've got to really dial in before you're going into the meeting. What do I want to accomplish? Well, one, I haven't talked to Jerry in a long time, so I want to get caught up. Okay, that's probably 30 minutes. I want to get caught up. I'm going to take 30 minutes, and I just want to know how Jerry and Jerry's wife and kids are doing. Great. Good plan. Then somewhere in that process, I want to sample Jerry, and I want to set up a three-way call in 3 to 5 days with Sean Barry or my upline. Great. That's a good plan. That is a good way to spend an hour. 30 minutes catching up with Jerry, 10 or 15 minutes to sample, 10 or 15 minutes to set up that three-way call and conclude the meeting and move to your next meeting. An hour is plenty for that, guys. So you have to know what the outcome of the appointment was. And then last but not least, the frequency. Well, I had one on Tuesday. Then I've got one on next Monday, and then I'm trying to get one set up for Sunday. Guys, not a good frequency if you're full-time in the business. Now, if you're working 3 to 5 hours a week, that's probably a great schedule. You know, if you're working 3 to 5 hours a week to build your distributorship and you're on the Monday call, the Tuesday night Facebook Live, the Thursday for an hour, the Saturday for an hour, and maybe you sample two people with another hour, that's 5 hours very well spent. I'm not really talking to you guys. I'm talking to those of you that have told me you want to make 5 figures a month in this business. 3 or 4 appointments every other week is simply not going to cut it. I'm not going to BS you guys. I'm not going to let you believe that one thing will get you there to have you be disappointed when you don't get the results that you want for your business. I want to help you. I want to be, whether it's loving or tough loving, I just want to be honest with the effort it's going to take to go out and crush this thing, because I believe that each and every one of you on the call have the skill set. You're so much further ahead than I was when Barry found me as a diamond in the rough at 24, 25 years old. I look at folks like Mitchell and Ruben and Jen and Tricia and Gail, and I think, God, you guys, man, should be just running laps around me with what you've accomplished in your life and what you've done. And I believe you will. I believe 2021 is a year that you can just go out, expand your vision, and absolutely crush this opportunity. So in closing, what I want to conclude with, guys, take responsibility for yourself. Take responsibility for your business. I'm not talking to any of you, so this is definitely an if the shoe fits, wear it kind of deal. But guys, don't be lazy. I've had people, and I've done it. Let me start with me. There are days my alarm goes off, and I'm like, it is cold, and it is early, and I'll run sometime later today. And sometimes I do, and sometimes I don't. And all I can point at is lazy. I didn't want to get up. I didn't want to get moving. I was unmotivated. I'll do it tomorrow. I took a lazy pill. So I am not criticizing anybody, okay? But I have to be honest with myself, so I have to be honest with you. If I'm sitting in front of a computer and I say, oh, yeah, I'm looking at that email right now, and you say, gosh, I can't find it. Will you forward it to me? Guys, I'm happy to. I've done that too. I've been on the phone with Austin, or I've been on the phone with Barry, and said, guys, I can't find the email. If you're looking at it, will you please just re-forward it to me? That's a function of just being efficient and trying to get, you know, on the right page with Barry or Austin so we can, you know, advance the conversation and not me spend 15 minutes looking for an email. But guys, there are other times that I can't find it. Austin's not near a computer. I say, just resend that to me when you can. It's going to take him as long to find it as it's going to take me to find it. And that's just plain lazy. And if he does it for me, Frankly, he's an enabler. If I tell you your password to log in to your back office for a third, fourth, or fifth time, you're lazy and I'm an enabler. And guys, we have to break that pattern. And again, I'm not talking to anyone. I'm not calling anybody names. I'm just saying there are folks, you know, we have a YouTube channel is a great example. There are folks that say, can you send me the YouTube link? Send me the YouTube link of the presentation last Saturday. Guys, YouTube's on every smart device. It's on every computer. I mean, my kids can search YouTube. If I or Barry or Austin is sending you a public domain YouTube link, there is a problem culturally. You're lazy and we're enabling. And again, you is a fluid concept. I could be that person, right? If you're not following our social media channel, well, I had somebody get mad at me the other day. Believe it or not, they got mad at me. They said, you know, I didn't even know about X, Y, or Z. I didn't know. Oh, that's what it was, the December promotion. I said, are you on, you're on Facebook, right? I said, we're friends on Facebook. Yeah, I think so. I said, okay, are we friends on Instagram? Yeah, I think so. Do you check your email? Well, I haven't. I mean, I'm kind of got my inbox is pretty full. Well, okay, well, we sent it via Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, email, YouTube. Don't really know what else to tell you. So as my mom used to say, I guess you can get mad, or I guess you can get glad in the same pants you got mad in. She used to tell me that all the time, by the way. I grew up hearing that. You can get glad in the same pants you got mad in. So anyway, talking about responsibility, guys, at a minimum, you should know how to log into your back office. Please write this down. Log into back office. Navigate back office. Know if you should or shouldn't qualify your business for commission. Join our or become a subscriber to our YouTube channel. Follow us on all social media platforms that you're in. If you're not a Facebooker, Barry will tell you, I wasn't a Facebooker until probably 3 or 4 months ago, and I still don't love it, but I got a Facebook account because it's good for my business. I don't post a bunch of personal stuff, and I don't let everybody know every time I'm eating dinner and where I am, but by God, I look at it every day for business, and I post on it for business. And so whatever social media platforms you are comfortable with, please follow us on all those social media. You should know the conference call line by now. Save it in your phone. You should know the Tuesday and Thursday Zoom link. It's the same every week. You should know the Saturday link. It's the same every week. So when you have, and I'm not talking about folks been in the business a month. I'm not. Guys, if you're on the call right now and you've been in the business even 60 or 90 days, I'm not talking to you. But if you've been in the business 90 days, 6 months, a year, and you need me to provide you, or you need Barry, who's a very busy man, to provide you the Zoom link, guys, we got a challenge, okay? It's a cultural problem. It's enabling, and we're not going to do it. Last but not least, guys, I want to talk to you about expanding your vision. I know it's 9:30. I'm going to conclude here and turn it back over to Barry because I think he had an announcement or two he wanted to make. But, guys, when I went out and earned $10,000, you could have knocked me over with a feather. I'd never earned that much in my life. And I did it as a distributor in about 35 days. I know that, and I'm not trying to pick on anybody, but talking, you know, that was 15 years ago, right? So I'm a has-been. That's fine. Talk to the Mitchells. Talk to the Rubens. Talk to the Mikes. Talk to the Jennifers. Talk to the Scott Lappinsons. Talk to the folks who have recently, Sin Lee Fox, a new distributor, Ashley Whiteside. These folks are knocking down 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, 12, $15,000 in their first 30 to 60 days. Talk to the people in the business and expand your vision. I tell you right now, you know, Mitchell, just as an example, has earned 10, I think it's 10,000. If I'm wrong by $1,000 plus or minus, forgive me, but let's call it 10,000 for easy math. Mitchell's going to have the day if he hasn't had it already, because he's a very astute businessman. But if he hasn't had the epiphany already, believe you me, he's going to have it one day where he says, you know what, I did A, B, C, and I made $10,000 in a month. If I do A, B, C times 10 or times some multiple, maybe it's times 50, but he gets the net yield of times 10. Guys, that's how people make $100,000 a month in this industry. If you've earned 10, all you have to do is 10x 10 to get 100. And when you get $100,000 in a month, which Barry has earned, I have a friend named Paul that has earned closer to $200,000 in a month. I've earned $49,500 and some odd dollars, so not 100, but almost 50. If I 10X 50, it's 500,000. So I know how I earn 50. Can I 10X it? And the answer may not be, there may not be enough hours in the day. I don't know. But other people have figured it out. Barry's got a friend, a colleague, someone he knows in the business, earns $1 million a month in this business, not in CBD, but in the industry of network marketing, earns $1 million a month. He just earned 10 and figured out how to earn 100 and then figured out how to take 100 and earn a million. That's all he did. It's 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2. It's a multiple. It's a mathematical equation. So guys, I just encourage you. It's 2021. We just survived arguably the roughest year of our entire lifetime. That was our Great Depression, and it is behind us. 2021 is ahead. Expand your vision. Embrace those around you who share a common vision. And guys, let's go to work. Let's put the excuses aside. Let's take the handcuffs off and let's go crush this thing in 2021, because I believe each and every one of you have that potential. So with that, Barry, thank you so much, brother. I cannot tell you how excited I am about 2021, how excited I am about our partnership, the direction that Wellness Biosciences is headed, the diversity in our product catalog. I just think this is the year that we've been prepping for the last 24 months. Now is go time. So with that, brother, thank you so much.
Great job, man. Great message. I have to tell you, as I'm sitting here and just, you know, going through my notes, my big takeaways with goals, expectations, actions, and results. And by the way, every time I listen to anybody, I try to jot down notes. I listen to Sean. He's got a lot of valuable information, but as you look at all those things and the practicality of your expectations as it relates to frequency, what you hope to accomplish, and your overall vision of what you're building, I think that's going to contribute to the actions that you take or you don't take. And you know, if you're here today and you're looking at the promise of building a multi-million dollar business and generating a significant amount of income, your approach is going to be very different than someone else that says, well, you know, I'd like to, you know, maybe just have an additional flow of revenue along with what I'm doing. And we are so excited about both of those. We really are. We want to provide an equal opportunity for people that want to get involved and just earn an extra $500 a month or an extra, you know, $5,000 a month or $50,000 a month. You know, regardless of what it is. And to Sean's point, I'll conclude with this, guys. You know, we have a phenomenal opportunity tomorrow. Just get a message out to as many people as you know and let them know that you're on the cusp of the most valuable business project that you've ever had, and you want people to evaluate it. Let them come and listen to some of the new leadership that's really on the call right now. It'll be, and many of you will be highlighted tomorrow. See, our objective and our goal is to help you from a leadership perspective grow your organization. Your responsibility is to attract and bring the folks to it, and we can deliver the information that lets people know, you know, what you've had to do to get to the top of our comp plan. Let them know what's required of the earning opportunity moving forward. Let them know about the phenomenal products that we have and the ones that we're going to be having. All those opportunities are available to all of us if we take advantage of it, right? And so just in conclusion, guys, I got to tell you, man, as we move forward into 2021, it really is a unique opportunity because we all come together. We have unique talents and skills, and the organization is not the same without you. And you can benefit by pulling and gleaning from the folks that are here, but when you come, you add value. Guys, I didn't dream. I had no idea. I'll go back to when I first started in 1992, that because of my decision, really my decision to start, I didn't know the ripple in the pool or the lake or the ocean that would have. But as a result of that decision, you know, my wife was telling me, Barry, do you know that there have been hundreds of thousands of people that have used products because you made the decision 30 years ago? I never think of it in those terms, but she's right. She said, you know, that, you know, you had all these people that were never even on the road to earning seven figures that became seven figure earners. Some of them over the course of their career, some of them on an annual basis. And it had a profound effect on our life. We went from you know, just average six-figure people to earning multiple seven-figure revenue on an annual basis, because we started with an opportunity that gave us that versatility. And to Sean's point, you know what? There's so much more out there. It's not about the destination. It is about the journey. And, you know, destiny is not a chance. It is a choice. God gave us the, you know, he gave everyone the same, not everyone. I mean, there's certainly people with more challenging ways to get to the top, and some of them have started with a lot less than we started with and have so much more to show for in terms of people that they've helped, benefits that they've established, real purpose-driven ideas in their life. They've done so much more. And so as I look at those that have done so much more, I ask myself, it's not a dollar figure. How many lives can we impact? Can we impact a million lives positively with great product and something that will help them and their family? Can we make that impact? I believe we can. I know that sounds crazy to some, but to others, it's like, oh, I think it's very doable. To Sean's point, worked with a guy making $1 million a month in this business. Well, the only way that he was able to accomplish that was going out and serving more people, right? And that's biblical. You know, some will serve a few, some will serve a few more, and some will serve a lot. And the extent of what we make from an impact perspective will all be relevant to how many people we serve. I firmly believe that. So, guys, thank you so much for taking your valuable time, which is the most important thing that you have, and sharing that with us here this morning. And as we move forward into this week, you know, tomorrow night is a great opportunity for you to get the word out. Let's make an impact, guys. Let's make sure that the ripple, that the stone that we throw into the water gives a ripple effect that will have an impact on generations that follow you. So with that, guys, thank you so much. Fantastic being here with you this morning. And we look forward to all that's to come this week. We'll see you tomorrow night. God bless.